Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you ready for CBS?
No, that used to be the slogan.
Sluggin.
Are you ready for some real football?
Football's ABC.
Whatever.
That was Hank Williams
Jr. I know sports. My grandma Hazel said we were related to Hank Williams Jr.
I bet she said a lot of things.
I don't think we were.
I think that tornado scrambled her brain.
I think so, too. Think so too.
Didn't stop her from beating the shit out of that woman with a chili can.
Is Hank Williams Jr. dead?
I think he's still alive.
Siri, is Hank Williams Jr. still alive?
What if
Hank Williams Jr. was born May 20th?
He's 71 years old.
What if Siri went, I don't give a fuck?
I don't give a fuck.
Can you focus on something that matters?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90 Day Gate, let's love.
True.
Toe.
The other way.
Welcome to 9 Day Gays. Toe.
Season 2, Episode 8, titled Rude Awakening.
Rude Awakening. Which is what I had every day of my school life when my mother would come in and say, good morning, good morning. I wish you a good morning with a smile on my face. She made a song and then she would say, good morning to you. And then if that didn't happen, she'd flick the lights a couple of times.
You know, you'll probably, when you put her into the ground, you'll probably hear that song in your head with the tears across your face.
No, I'll say, there you go.
Wow.
Sleep tight.
Wow. I hope your mother doesn't hear this show. Wow. Woo.
No one will be waking you up.
Woo.
We'll never. She wants to be cremated. That'll never happen. My mother's pass or my mother's funeral will not be a time for tear shedding. She'll want people having fun.
I think so too.
That's the thing, you guys. And we kind of talked about this before, but like I say really inappropriate things, and so does my whole family in times of grief.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all funerals I can think about growing up were, we laughed a lot. Like, someone would say something super inappropriate.
Yeah, mine are laughed too.
Like at my Uncle Sankey's funeral, that was his name was
wait,
Richard.
Wait, wait, hold on.
His Uncle Sankey.
Sankey.
Sankey, that was his a childhood name. Like, he could not say Spanky, so he said Sankey.
Okay.
His friend who he'd been a really hardcore drug user for a long time. And he had hepatitis C, and died of it. Yeah, it was very serious. Anyway, I'm glad you're looking at your phone while I'm telling this story.
No, I pulled up an email.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did
that.
Yeah,
I'm listening.
So his friend got up there and said, God, I'm really going to miss him. Boy, I just got to say this just to get, because I just got to say it. He loved drugs, y'all. He's like, but then he got sober and then he really, but I've never seen anybody love drugs like him. And everyone's like, and then I think someone from the family went, and
that's
just
honest.
Busted it out.
That's honest.
Love drugs, y'all.
That's honest. Seven stories inside.
Anyway, let's talk about, is we have any announcements?
I don't think so. We've got Smothered this week. We have Love After Lockup that drops on Sunday. Lalu drops on Sunday night. That's going well. Y'all seem to like that. We're having fun with that. We do, if you're listening, our friends on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock from the Melanated Way.
Yes.
Their show's 90 up,
Day
Linda
Beyonce,
and Ashley.
The Melanated Way.
They had a little audio stuff on Monday night, but she said it's going to be fixed for Tuesday's show.
Good.
So, I think that's it. Let's just jump in.
Let's jump into, oh, God. This is like...
hot messes of hot mess.
This is like being thrown into a cold pool. Or more like, also, have you ever gotten like, Ben Gay on your balls? That's what this scene is felt like.
It's true. it's numbing, it's burning, and it doesn't feel good.
Uh-huh. And all you want to do is scream.
Yep. Y'all, we're talking about Brittany and Yazan. I want to read something a little bit from.
We had an email this week.
We have an email from Emily.
This is great, guys. This is a little long, but it's very informative.
It's very informative. She says, TLDR, what's that mean?
Too long, don't read.
Oh, okay.
It's a thing people use. Have you ever been on the internet? People say that all the time.
Too long, don't read. Anyway, she just says, too long, don't read. No hijab, no problem. I love my husband's Jordanian family. And basically, she says...
That's she's bookended.
Yeah,
she said,
to marry my husband in Jordan, and his family was nothing like Yazan's. Because, you know, we didn't know if it was a culture thing or not, but I really felt like his mom was cuckoo.
Yeah, y'all, we're realizing due to this and other people who've contacted us, Yazan's family is very conservative Muslims.
Very conservative. And his mother was, a lot of you said, was horribly disrespectful to her.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said, my husband and his family would never expect me or even suggest I should wear a hijab.
Hijab
while in their presence because they respect that I am a Christian just as I respect that they are Muslim. It is not at all offensive to be around them without a hijab, right? Hijab, sorry, y'all. Fucking Oklahoma.
What is wrong with you?
Hijab. Okay, I got it. Hijab.
I'm never going to be able to we're going to be so insensitive. We can't ever do shows in other countries.
I'm trying. I was the only woman at my wedding party in Jordan without a headscarf, and it was not an issue at all. In Islam, Muslim men are allowed to marry openly Christian women, which means it was not necessary for Brittany to wear a headscarf in front of Yazan's family. While my in-laws encourage me to learn about Islam, it is never pushed on me. I'm never made to feel pressure or convert. I'm never made to feel less than or unworthy. The only time I would be required to wear a headscarf would be if I was inside a mosque.
That makes sense.
And then she said, if I said I'm not your baby, my mother-in-law and father-in-law would be asking my husband what he did to make me say that. I truly feel protected in his family, and I'm cared for like a gem. This treatment is not out of the ordinary, and it's not as and it's an embarrassment, laughable for Brittany to have been treated this way in Yazan's home. In closing, it's extremely common for people in Jordan to get married to their first cousins.
That was a big deal when she said, go marry your cousin.
Same in Oklahoma. It's not weird, gross over there. People are from all different kinds of backgrounds. So they get married to their first cousin without even wincing. I've made the mistake of commenting how gross this is. And she basically says, she was shown her ass. So she said, although I think it's still gross, it's not there. So she said, after everything that happened in Brittany's comment about how Yazan should just marry his cousin, really wasn't that rude or uncalled for.
Right.
So anyway, thank you, Emily, for that. That's just a little bit of context.
That's one perspective from someone with a Jordanian husband and kind of in-laws.
Exactly. So many different perspectives.
Yeah, but we've gotten a couple other perspectives saying, this is extreme for Jordan.
Yes, apparently this is very extreme.
So
Brittany she just picked the wrong one.
She did.
Wow.
She lost that lottery.
So, y'all, this is after the fight from last week.
And I just need to say something's happened to her. She's had some kind of horrible trauma.
I literally put in all caps, this is trauma, and it's coming out.
And because you're probably going to say the same thing I did. You guys, by the way, if you think we talk about the show before this, nope, this is the first time we're talking about it.
Yeah, we take notes and we purposely talk about it for the first
time
together.
That's why it seems like a mess.
I would have practiced hijab. I'm learning.
Hijab!
I try.
I'm dyslexic.
You would
probably think that was the country show in Saudi Arabia. Hijab.
Probably, instead of hee-haw, like where we're from.
Anyway, the way she was literally freaking out on, like, she was getting in the car, she was rocking back and
rocking,
forth,
it was
weeping.
Self-soothing.
Then,
it
y'all, was... during the confessionals, when she was narrating it, it's like she was on autopilot.
Yeah.
And you can tell that's creepy. That's distant, and that's what trauma does to you
the
guys.
The fact that there weren't even tears as she was recounting this.
She was narrating her own trauma.
Yeah.
And that's some shit, y'all. That's when people are really fucked up. That means she hasn't processed it.
And the things that she was saying to herself, too, it wasn't all like, when she was kind of in her head, it wasn't all like...
Ugh.
Then she was saying things about, I'm the biggest idiot in the world.
Yeah.
I'm stupid.
Yep.
And a lot of trauma survivors, if they don't work through it, they blame themselves.
Yep.
For I want to hug Brittany because I want to get her out of this.
She's
is a wrong place for her.
She's damaged.
This is a wrong place for her to be, honey.
And so she's spiraling. The parents, the biggest problem, you guys, what started the mom saying, you know, you're whatever your parents said he is, you're like a prostitute, blah, 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 blah. And the biggest problem is her father's not coming until 3 months later. So they cannot get married until not like 2 weeks. And so I feel like there was either a miscommunication.
Also, they don't know that she's married. There's that. There's that.
There is that.
Didn't come out yet.
Anyway,
but go ahead.
I forget about everything.
Yeah, that's the least of the problem.
This story is so fucked.
It's fucked.
Yeah. you know what? I forget about that.
Yeah.
So we're kind of waiting for her father till he basically can give her permission to marry.
Yeah.
So y'all, that's going to be a hard ask. And his parents are like, well, so it's going to be what, next week when he comes?
So do you think Yazan was like, because he lives in Jordan, which is a less conservative country, do you think that like he thought his parents would acquiesce or that this would work out?
I
don't understand why he would ever think this is okay.
I don't think either he nor she were living in the present.
But she was right when she told him, she kept saying, I don't know these things. I don't know these things.
Right.
And I think she's right. I think he never told her all of these things that were expected of her, clearly.
I agree. There may be a language barrier issue as well.
Because if she did a Jordan Google search, it might not bring this information up.
But that kind of defensive thing, I don't know this. I'm not from here. That is... that's a mechanism of hers, which she's probably used before.
Mm-hmm.
That means I didn't know. And because it's been easier for her to play ignorant about something. So I'm sure that's a tool she brings out all the time. She could have not known. I don't think they even really talked about it. That's what I'm saying. I don't think this was about as planned as
Poodle's Friday night fuck. It's going to happen in about 30 minutes.
You don't know who it's going to happen with, but you know it's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have a choice of about six guys.
Uh-huh.
One's going to cancel. One's going to say he's going to be too late. One's going to show me his dick, and I'm like, no, thank you. then it's going to be like two are going to be in the running, one, and I could go with either one.
And finally, by 8:45, you've got to make a decision because you're going to get tired around 10:15.
Exactly.
That's it, y'all.
You know what? That is really quite true to reality. I've got to be honest.
Also, why are they driving?
You've got to have five options.
It's two. Why are they not wearing seatbelts? It made me just anxious.
I don't know. He's telling her not to cry, not to cry. And she even says in the confessional, I'm not good at dealing with emotions.
Yeah.
Red flag, y'all. If you have someone in your life, God forbid it's your partner, and they even tell you, I'm not really emotional, I have a hard time dealing with my own emotions, or you see them go from 100 miles an hour angry,
mm-hmm.
That's something you need to talk about with them or process,
yeah.
Where that you need to think about that and how to talk about their emotions with that person, because that's something you're not getting
yeah.
that part of that person, and it's not healthy. I mean, it's really true. Men in this culture, especially heterosexual men, we're only taught that one emotion is acceptable, and that
anger.
Is anger. And so talk to your husband or boyfriend and say, you know, I don't care if you get emotional. We're going to see that later when Ji-hoon's mom tells him to be a real man.
Yeah, we're going to see that.
Yeah.
I mean, he says to her things like, we're stronger. We have to do this and be strong. And I'm like, but I don't think he gets to be strong. He has to stand up to his parents.
Yeah, and that's never going
to
happen.
He has to buck the system that he's a part of, because she's being put into the system that he's a part of. You know what I mean?
Right.
He's bringing her in.
Well,
and he's never going to do
that. Two things are going to happen here, or one of two things. She's going to probably three things. She's going to convert to Islam.
She won't.
And be, I'm just saying, these are the options.
Yeah.
And wear a hijab. Do everything like she should,
mm-hmm.
and be a dutiful wife in this family. Maybe they can compromise in some ways, but the parents aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Two, she's going to get him to forget about his parents and forget about all their rules, because there's not a lot of binaries. That's right. This is all a binary, you guys.
Yeah, it's
there's
binary.
One or the other. And or she's going to go home. That's those are the only choices. I think
bet would be option C on that
I think option C is looking to be the most likeliest of right now.
Judging from her Instagram post, she is not converted to Islam.
I think she was twerking at the
last
one I saw.
She's got a beautiful body, but she is showing it all. And I'm like, this is not what your mother-in-law would not be approving of this.
I don't see conversion in her future.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
So, y'all, they get to the apartment. This apartment is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous, and y'all,
it's modern.
It's modern, it's chic, and the roses from Love is Blind are there. Who knew, y'all?
They were the sponsor.
Some PA.
Oh, we got here. We are all the way to Jordan.
We've been around the world. We've had syphilis. We've had gonorrhea.
I couldn't find my baby.
We're so glad that...
I just hope people can fuck on me soon.
God, I miss that drunk dog.
Strangely, my fiance must have a contract with the Rose...
With Acme Rose Petals. I was about to say Acme Roses. Acme Rose Petals.
When you care enough to get rose petals, but not enough to get real roses. Acme. I wrote down, because he's in that room, they have definitely had sex. I know it.
They fucked.
You can tell.
Yeah.
So this is, y'all, Yazan is interesting because he is obviously not as conservative as his parents. He's not as probably observant as a Muslim. I don't know if any of you guys are watching the show Rami on Hulu. It's so interesting because you see someone. I know Jackie Weissman, our moderator, watched it.
Mm.
I need to talk with her about it because I just finished it. And you see there is such a spectrum of what someone who's trying to be an observant Muslim is trying to live with. Because he's so sexual. And he's hot, too, y'all.
It's on my list to watch.
It's wonderful. It's on
Hulu. Yeah, I've heard it's great.
Yeah. So if you want a little insight into Islam and how someone is American lives Islam and what they're how they're trying to live Islam and the pitfalls of that, it's very interesting series.
And he is hot.
He is hot, and he's so good.
Yeah, I've heard it's a great show.
And hot. I would ride it all night.
Wow.
Anyway. And that's after 4 months of celibacy.
Brittany says, she's like, maybe things will work out, and I'm not a complete fool.
No, you think you are.
The thing is,
both
though,
of you are.
The thing where I again goes back to, I think she has trauma, is that she says, if it doesn't work out, then she's an idiot. Then she's a horrible
person.
Yeah,
there's one thing or the other, yeah.
That's not a good way of being.
I agree.
Whereas I would be like, hopefully this doesn't work out. If not, I'll go get dick somewhere else.
I feel like Yazan was a choice for her because she had basically decided all American men wanted to hurt her.
She's running away.
Yeah,
from something.
She's running away from pain. I guarantee you, Brittany's life, if we were to look at it, is a life of extremes.
Yeah.
It's one thing or the other.
If things aren't exciting, she probably gets bored because she's used to people that go through trauma, even if it's negative trauma, they're used to their endorphins going. And they're used to that. And she probably always needs that like need for speed kind of thing.
So you guys, she's not going to stay. She even asks him. He's like, no, my parents would get so mad, obviously, because they're very conservative. And he says, I'm going to talk to my uncle because the uncle is the one who's supposed to have the most contact with the outside world and can kind of convince his father.
I hope his uncle's like, hey, what you want me to do, girl? What can I help you with?
I don't think that's the case.
That'd be great. And like, no one knows his uncle's gay. And he's just like, I got you,
Inshallah.
Yazan. I got you, Yazan. We talked about that hair, honey.
I don't think that's the case.
That's not the case.
Anyway, and then, y'all, this is the scariest thing at the end. She basically says, he's going to have to choose between me and his parents.
Honey, get that passport. Get ready to come back home.
That's not going to happen. Number one, that's a boy trying to choose between his parents who have, and this is in a Muslim country, which is very, very, you stay with your parents. Same thing with India, even though that's not a Muslim
country. We're seeing with Sumit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. The same exact idea.
And B, or number two, y'all. Where do you think he's getting his money and where to live from? From his parents.
He is not self-sufficient.
He
works at his family's fish market.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So.
He's a fishmonger. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
His name is Mr. Snow. No. And an upstanding man is he. He comes home every night with a poop on a boat and his dump for the fishes in the sea. Whoop-whoo. That's from Carousel, everyone's favorite Rodgers and Hammerstein musical about spousal abuse.
It's a good show.
It's heavy.
It's heavy.
Very heavy.
All right.
You can watch the Lincoln Center one.
Lincoln Center one with
it's on
from Oklahoma. Went to the school. The master OCU.
Nathan Gunn.
Nathan Gunn, but also with
Kelly O'Hara.
Kelly O'Hara. Yeah.
Yeah. Nathan Gunn is hot.
He is hot.
Yeah.
And Audra McDonald.
No, she's not.
Who? No, someone famous. Somebody else is famous.
Stephanie Blythe is Hattie. Jesse Mueller is Carrie.
Jesse Mueller. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of. Jesse Mueller is Carrie. Yeah.
And then the Broadway, later on the Broadway, she became Julie.
You're a queer one, Julie Jordan.
Okay, can we get back?
Sorry.
That's all I've actually got to say about them.
Let's move on to Kenneth.
Oh, the gays, y'all. So we're all really excited. They've built this up. This is episode eight of this show.
No.
And the gays, yes. This is episode eight, y'all, and the gays are just meeting.
So why do you think that? Do you think it's because they're going to crash and burn, or do you think because they probably didn't have a lot to talk about for them?
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I think,
the second
too.
One.
And I bring that up in that we're going to talk about this. But a lot of people were upset about Kenneth's reactions to Mexico.
Well, remember, we're trying to judge how we see the show.
Yes.
We're not we will occasionally say, well, we couldn't talk about this, but we do talk about Andre and Libby being staged because it's obvious.
Yes, because it's obvious.
This, I felt like...
I think there's going to be a little bit of that in
there's
this.
A little bit of that. I do want to talk about... we're going to get to this, but... I want so the reunion, you guys.
Yes,
Armando's making dinner.
He's so nervous. He's like, I feel like I can't breathe.
I'm tearing up.
I'm emotional, y'all. This is the point of visibility. I just want to bring up whether it's LGBTQ visibility for women, visibility for people of color, visibility for Black people. It's and I don't think sometimes white people, white straight people, maybe don't understand this, but I have to say. This show resonates with me because of this on a much deeper level that I didn't even know it could.
Well, you're always
because
meeting,
I'm seeing somebody who has a love like mine.
And you're also meeting with the other always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I would found myself more nervous and more kind of anxious while watching this.
You have more skin in the game.
Because I can relate to this in a deeper way. And I think
you have
that's
more
just,
emotional inventory.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I just want to talk about that's why in those things are important, but it was I was emotional too. And then he pulls up,
and y'all, both of them are crying.
He said, "You make my dream come true."
This is not
you make my dream come true.
not to be negative, but I kind of hate how everything is a Disney thing for them.
It is a little bit.
It's a little much.
But it's just not the type of.
I like it how I say not to be negative, and people are like. You negative?
Yeah. It's more my speed. Your speed is more... Y'all, if Jake were there, Jake would show up, they would get along for the 10 minutes, and then Jake would have to pick a little bit of a fight.
Oh, that's how you show love.
Wow.
So, you guys, they kind of talk about... They're
sitting at dinner.
And they're like, cheers to our future. They talk about Dad not showing up for him leaving Armando.
And Kenneth is like... It's going to take some time, but he'll come around, which I thought was very supportive.
I feel like they may want to wait another week before getting Hannah. Like, they're giving one... I always feel like they're doing things so quickly.
There's a lot. They're moving.
They're doing a lot, you guys.
Like, I would even be like, hey... But I get it. He doesn't want to be that far from his daughter,
I mean,
but
Tiffany
like 2 weeks.
Tiffany did a lot, too.
She did. This is way... I feel like way
this
more
this is a little better than picking up your husband from rehab.
And saying you're going to get. They're also not
and
getting
your son.
They're also not getting married
right away.
They're not picking up Hannah on the way to the wedding chapel.
They can't get married.
Well,
it's
true.
Mexico.
Yeah, that's true. They can't.
Yeah. So that is interesting. This is not a. He's going there to live with him. He's not really getting married to him.
No, he's not.
So
that's got to feel weird. Where we've become used to that now.
Yeah.
Because for so long we weren't.
Right.
Hmm.
Well, I think that's why it's the other way. Because, and people, we have had people kind of say, I don't know why they can't come to Florida, blah, blah, blah. You guys, it's hard to get into this country if you're Mexican right now.
Yeah.
Just sit with that.
Yeah.
If you're wondering why Armando can't come, think about it.
And also, maybe, and we'll talk about this later, but I think it's this way of...
Maybe he wants his daughter to be near
what is
the...
What's great for you in America is maybe not what's great for your partner who grew up with another way of growing up.
Right. But also, remember that Armando's daughter, he probably wants them to be at least close to his grandparents.
Probably.
And Kenneth's kids are all grown.
Yeah. They grown.
I'm grown.
They
remember
grown.
That, remember that girl who was just like, how old are you? When she was wearing the revealing clothes. I'm grown.
I'm grown.
Anyway, so...
Was that the same girl who said, I'm a slut, you're a slut?
I'm a slut, your mom's a slut.
Everybody's a slut. God, love her.
I love her. So we're finding out some stuff like there's not a lot of propane left and...
There's no hot water.
This already starts to turn into, like for me, this starts to turn into a gay House Hunters episode. And I don't know if you've ever seen a House Hunters episode with two gay men, a gay male couple.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty insufferable.
It's insufferable.
They're all awful.
They're
it's
awful.
It's like they find the queeniest, bitchiest gays.
And kind of like privileged gays. Yeah.
Awful.
It's awful.
It's all gays with money.
They're, y'all.
But they don't want to spend a lot either.
But they don't want to spend a lot. Yes.
There was, oh my God, I'll never forget one gay house hunters. My friend and I talk about this. We're like, oh, gay house hunters today. These have only a budget of this, but they also want this. They want one. He was just driving down. They were pulling up to the house, and one's like, "This looks like a street in the Midwest." And like, obviously, he kept talking about how things were in the Midwest were awful to them.
Yeah,
and he was just bulldozing everything. And one was like, "I don't like cylindrical toilets." Gay house hunters have all kinds of weird quirks.
They're weird quirkies.
It's
this isn't as quirky as that, y'all. There's no AC. Poodle's out.
And then I found out there was no AC.
Poodle's gone.
I'm gone.
At this point.
I'd be gone.
Gone.
And there's no AC. I've been like road runner. Boom.
Boom. You would have picked up that bless his heart, ugly little dog and left.
That dog. Its tongue's hanging out of his mouth.
It's barely there.
And I know everyone's like, I love truffles. Y'all, truffles is not cute.
Truffles is past.
Truffles has been beaten by the ugly stick. You know what? Truffles is so ugly, she's cute.
That's it. She's so ugly, she's cute.
Boy, and I don't think Truffles has long on this earth either.
Now, so they talk about, Kenneth talks about, he's like, I realize I'm going to have to make adjustments after moving to Mexico.
You knew that, right?
Now, again, having this be a gay couple, we've talked about people like, why didn't you do your research? I would have just owned, like, as a white man watching this, this hit me harder. Or I would have been like, it made me think, oh, fuck.
There is.
I would really be this. I, like, was nervous for him because I was like, I would have to learn Spanish,
yeah,
like,
there
fluently
is
before
no
I go.
There is no reason why he could have not been on Duolingo for 6 weeks, you guys.
No.
And I will say, I don't think Spanish is the easiest language to learn. I know that it's one of the easiest romance languages.
It's not the hardest.
It conjugates well, and it is pretty basic. Spanish and French has a couple more irregular verbs than Spanish, but those are usually considered the easiest foreign languages. But, he also could have just in 3 weeks gotten Armando to only speak to him in Spanish. You guys, for immersion, I learned German in basically 4 weeks and because I was in an immersion.
And that was just, he was just in a bathhouse.
That's what we call it, immersion.
Das Bootsex.
Immersions.
Immersions.
That's where they hold you underwater and you suck their dick.
Wow. Whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Das ist gut. But no, so there's definitely some naivete.
Yo, Kenny's a Karen. Who knew?
I mean, Kenny, it was a little disappointing. I'm not, because you're like,
I know.
Because he seemed so prepared, and you're like, Kenny.
He's just a basic white gay with good skin.
Kenny's a Karen, y'all.
I still love Armando, though. No. I like it how Armando would say things like, yeah, you're going to have to do a little bit better than that.
Now, I do think that Kenny brings up later, and I think this is something, you know, this is something we've heard on 90 Day several times. So I think this is actually something that's true for people. People go there on vacation.
Yeah, you don't
and
realize.
A lot of times they don't know they're going to move there when they're on vacation. So
right. They
make the decision later, and then it is like, oh, fuck, I didn't prepare for this.
Yeah, I want to talk about the next morning. We've talked about Laura and Aladdin's next morning.
Uh-huh.
Of course, Rebecca and Zied's next morning. Benjamin
so
and Akini.
Uh-huh.
We know that one. It was fine.
It was fine.
He wakes up and Kenny's like, I won't tell. Now, I'm going to amend everything I said about it because Bill Bollwer said it too, and I was thinking it before I saw it posted. Y'all, people think that gay men are all obsessed with the top and bottom duality. Y'all, Armando's the top.
I tried to tell you that, and you shamed me.
Armando's the top.
You told me no.
You're right.
Thank you!
Boy, where's the pillow? You get to hold the pillow.
Well, so did Kenny. He bit it. It's true.
Bienvenidos.
So, we're getting like, so like the rest of the plot of this whole day kind of becomes like, oh, Kenneth, the unknowing American in Mexico.
Yeah, it's total like, gaze house hunters. It's awful.
I think this is more, I think they needed a plot line
felt,
for this.
It felt very, very forced.
But also I feel like I'm just going to speak from kind of like a dumb American who I've only been to like Mexico City and I've only been to like tourists. Like my mom wants to go to like the place, you know,
yeah.
You go. I've never really driven around Mexico. So like when he said the thing about stop signs and like they're not, they're yeah. like can be on a tree. Or
that,
I'm like,
that
oh,
seemed
wow.
like such American bullshit.
It did.
Yeah.
But I feel like they were trying maybe to think of like to give another. But I'm like, come on, dude. You knew you were going to live there.
I do think that Kenny is sheltered, though.
I think that's what I'm trying to say.
He's a very sheltered American.
I'm sheltered. Like, I think that...
That's right. You really... But you know what? I'm lucky. I've been a lot of places.
I have. So I just want to... Yeah. I want to own that, that, like, I am a sheltered American.
I just consider you a rube.
No. And it's that I... If I went... I would be like, oh. I would be like, there's not...
Yeah,
heat or air conditioning.
If we went somewhere, I would completely expect to translate for you.
I would, yeah. If I would not know those things, and so I feel like there's, you know, there's a difference of somebody dismissing a culture and dogging it.
He's not really doing
and
that.
And there's a difference of someone who just is naive and doesn't know.
Well, he's just
like, don't make it a thing if it's not a thing,
Kenny's
y'all.
Kenny's just kind of bitchy. Like, yeah. when they bring him, this has nothing to do with culture and sensitivity. They could have brought him anything. He's like, this is not how my favorite, like, restaurant makes it.
Yeah.
The steak has got stuff all over it.
Like, this is, I think.
He's just a cunt.
I think, but I think his question of what type of food do you serve here? No. When I first, I didn't know. I was like,
of course they're going to serve Mexican food.
Are there Italian restaurants? Are there
no?
Because we're so used to
now there
fucking
are
strip mall America.
There are in big cities. It's because America's
there
a melting pot.
In Mexico City, there was everything. It was
America,
just like being in L.A.
Newsflash is a country built on immigration.
Newsflash.
Hold on. Just let that marinate. Okay.
I just want to say, like, I want to say I saw part of myself in Kenny, and I didn't like it. But I'm being honest that you know, I was that. And that I would go to a little Mexican town and say, do they have Italian here? Because I wouldn't fucking know.
When we were in China, a lot of people was like, yeah, is there anything besides Chinese food? And I was like, no. That's what we eat here. Everyone makes Chinese food. Occasionally, we went to a Tex-Mex restaurant that was awful.
Like, there's a reason why the United yeah. States is called the melting pot, because it's this country.
And I will say,
with many different cultures.
I had good Indian when I was there, but otherwise I had Chinese food. There's no you go to a French place, you go to France, and you will see some, you know, you'll see some Arabic restaurants and things like that, French colonial things, but like it's mostly French food.
Yeah.
The closest thing to American food you're going to get if you go to some place like Omaha, y'all, that's kind of what the rest of the world, their cuisine is like. You're going to get mostly American with occasional foreign food. Here in Los Angeles, we have everything.
You said Chinese food like 5 minutes ago, and I've just been thinking about Panda Express.
Because you're trash.
I don't even know what you said.
Okay.
Tell me you weren't thinking about Panda Express either.
When I feel bad about myself, I love it. I eat it in the car and throw it away. Y'all remember, if you eat in your car, it does not count.
It doesn't count.
So we're
also love that Kenny's a fucking germaphobe. That's gonna be great.
I will say they are. Kenny is either giving up being the person, being the part of the couple who's annoying. Because Armando is coming off so well.
Armando is just so earnest, and he's yep. such the underdog you want to see succeed in this country.
I think we realize who the caregiver is too.
Oh, I think
100%
so.
Armando.
Yeah,
and that was so weird because maybe Kenny loves Armando because he was always the caregiver, and finally he has someone to take care of him.
Oh, you know,
it's interesting.
It is. A lot of people think in the older younger relationships that the older person takes care of the younger person.
No,
that
not
is
this
not
way.
The case. A lot of older people, like, even if you think a little bit, like, people want when they. Angela's even said, "I want Michael to take care of me when I'm older."
Yeah. She. Because it's going to be.
I can
be
see
soon.
You getting like a young thing, like when you're in your 70s. That
I was
like,
going to be very careful.
He's really into like poetry. And y'all read French poetry together, and then he gives you your Metamucil. I could see that. So I didn't mean that mean, but I just said Poodle being 70, and he completely shut down.
I'm shut down. That'll never happen. I'll never age that far. So anyway, the long and the short of y'all, that Kenny's a Karen. He doesn't want to try the candy. The thing about it is, they've had butt sex, but he has a problem with candy that has dust on it.
Yeah, come on. I love, though,
that... He has put his ass in someone's mouth.
It's true. He's literally gone, hubba, where someone's had diarrhea.
<It's>
Probably
true,
not
though.
At the same time.
Probably not at the same time.
But anyway, I love that this segment ends with Armando saying, Kenneth is dramatic. And you know why, y'all? Because if somebody goes by the name Kenneth... They're dramatic.
I agree with that.
Kenny is easygoing.
It's true.
Ken, questionable. It's like someone whose name is, and come at me, it's someone who says they never go by Josh, only Joshua.
Ugh.
They're going to be high maintenance.
Like Joshua Proctor. Talk about high maintenance.
But he goes by Josh, too.
Well, I'd rather him think he's high maintenance.
He's not. You just...
He's not. You're right.
He's sweet.
Like easygoing.
He's easygoing, and you want to see him naked.
Next subject. Anyway, so you guys, they're anyway,
kind of like a Matthew and a Matt. If you're a Matthew, you're high maintenance.
Kenny's just complaining around the city.
He's a Karen.
And no offense to Karens out there. We love all of you.
Como se dice?
Como se dice? Carini. That's in Portuguese.
Yeah, that's it.
Carina.
Carina, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck.
Como se dice Karen in Spanish?
Anyway.
That actually works.
And I wrote down, this is a little made up. And he didn't like horchata, you guys, because he called it milk water. I don't love horchata either. I'm not a big fan, but
they have fucking horchata at Taco Bell.
Yeah, everyone should know what horchata
is. And y'all, Florida is not the
right. Tampa.
It's not. Oh, I know he's originally from Ohio, right?
Yeah, but he lived.
If
in
he was
Tampa.
In Ohio, maybe. But you're in fucking Tampa,
right?
Do we know how many? Like, just if we go by the Latino people Bill has had sex with, that's half of them. We know, like, but. Come on, it's
she
Florida.
She got a type.
Mm. Y'all, we're just saying. I think either he is so fucking naive, he's like an ostrich,
or it's been
scripted.
A little bit embellished, as we say.
Yeah. I like horchata. It's kind of sweet. I can't drink a lot of it.
Yeah, I can't.
It's like a dessert
for
me.
I don't like sweet things to drink. I know I'm weird.
It looks like semen.
It's a different color than semen. I think.
You would know.
I'm like, as a semen expert. as a connoisseur of semen. This would be a great place. People have been saying, driving up to the drive-in window, as I say, as a connoisseur of semen.
Connoisseur of semen.
Should we take a break?
We should. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Right back. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What? Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince Performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
All right, we're back.
You roll your eyes too much at things that I say.
Well, you say too many things that make me roll my eyes.
So like if I was an abused woman, you'd think I was asking for it?
I wasn't talking about that. And for the 100th time, you're not a woman.
And I have not been abused.
So, yeah.
Although I think I've been in plenty of
abuse. We're moving on. Let's move on. We're going to talk about Devin and Jihoon.
Jihoon? No, we're not.
Oh, wait. Who are we? Submit and Jenny.
No, we're not. We're talking about Cheese Stick.
Oh, I forgot about
him. We're talking about Cheese Stick.
He is forgettable.
Well, you have it on your fucking notes, so I know, you but can't forget.
He's just forgettable. She's not, but he
is. It's right there in print, so you shouldn't forget it.
But don't you think he's kind of forgettable?
I think this whole storyline is forgettable. I think this is to make up for the fact that Brittany and Yazan are going to go away soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon.
If they don't, I'll be shocked. And I don't think we have a ton. This also may have been about Kenneth and Armando, because I don't know.
Soon it'll go to shit. I can tell you things are going to go bad.
That was a really bad version of Soon It's Going to Rain.
You know what it was? Thank you. And fuck off.
I just need to call you out when you do them.
Let's talk about Tim and Melissa.
Melissa.
Melissa. Well, yes, because it's spelled Melissa.
It's Cheese Stick, y'all. And I'm going to go to Colombia.
He really is trying.
I can't wait. Y'all, I can't wait to go to Colombia.
I just masturbated in a dirty sock and drank a Gatorade, and now I'm going to go to Colombia.
No, Colombia.
He's very...
I can't wait to see Melissa in Colombia.
Colombia. Well, actually, he says, I can't wait to see Melissa in Colombia.
No, he doesn't say... He says her name, like, in his accent. I can't wait to say Melissa.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, y'all, I wrote down that Tim is the kind of guy who calls either everyone buddy or partner.
It's true.
Wherever he is.
Hey, partner.
Yeah, whether it's a waiter, someone who's trying to get a car from, everyone. For women, he's like, hey, you or Missy or something like that. But, yeah, so... Y'all, we skip to Melissa. Okay,
all right.
Y'all, so we're in Colombia now. Melissa. Melissa.
She's from
Cheese Stick.
I can't say that Medellin.
Which Ricky kept saying it was Medellin.
That's why. Well, it's Ricky.
Medellin, yeah.
God, Ricky.
Anyway, so...
Anyway, she lives in this cute condo.
Yeah. And Melissa, y'all, is beautiful.
Very
pretty. She says she takes a longer time to warm up to people. Some people think it's bitchy. I get it, Melissa. People call me that, too.
Yeah.
And I'm just the nicest person ever.
No, he's just bitchy. But Melissa, I'm sure you're just a little bit to warm up to, and that's fine.
So she was working as an au pair, and she... Her friend.
I've never heard of that till this show, and now they're everywhere.
And her friend, can you stop moving shit around?
I'm a gay who can't get comfortable in my seat. I'm a gay who can't get comfortable in my seat.
Anyway, so her friend said, you should meet this guy. And she said, I was not looking for a white boy. It's not the kind who I'm normally attracted to. But he helped her open up to people and see a different, the positive side of life, which she normally didn't. Because, y'all, nobody's more positive than a golden retriever.
They'll just love you and love you.
Can I lick your face? Can
love
I?
Me. Love me. Love me. Oh. Love me. You're so good.
But you know what? If you're gone too long, I'll fuck another dog.
It's true. It's true. So she met him years ago then.
Yeah.
So when she was 20.
I don't know if it's 20. It's been a long time.
Well, yeah, it's been a long time. And she was like, he was nice. We met at a club. He was goofy.
And their plan was, they kind of formed a relationship. Their plan was to be together.
We never really got all this backstory
well,
yet.
Well, here's some of the backstory. She came to the U.S. for 6 months. They were together. Like it's been a period of years.
She came. They have been the. I have to say, she came to 6 months to test it out and live together,
which is smart.
They are the most responsible. Let's not jump into this 90-day fiance.
I feel like Melissa is pretty shrewd.
Yeah,
She kind of knows her shit.
Yes,
so,
she does.
So she came for six, and she's like, when I got there, I knew something was wrong. So she probably had to grill cheese sticks. What are you talking about?
I want to know how she knew.
I hadn't been no unfaithful.
If you fucked someone and cheated on your boyfriend, or no, if your boyfriend cheated on you, would you know?
Yes. In a second.
How?
I could walk in and smell the place. I would know. Y'all, I got a witchy part of me that lets me know certain things. You know, I've called you on stuff, too.
She's witchy.
Yeah, I would walk into his place and go, who you been fucking? In a second. Let me smell your dick.
Gross! You sound like my Grandma Hazel, except for that dick part.
My God, who you been fucking?
And like when she beat the woman with the chili gun, bring out the whore. Where is she?
By God, bring her ass out of here. Fuck her up.
We've already heard the long story, but basically my grandma went over to her husband and mistress house and beat the shit out of both of
them
with a chili can.
I was more interested in the fact that it was premeditated that she took the chili can with her on the way.
She tore the screen door off the hinges.
Like it wasn't, like she thought about it.
So, yeah.
Y'all, she could have been literally arrested for attempted murder.
Yeah. Not back then. This was like the 50s. Like 57. They
That's
let
right.
Shit
you
get
could
away.
Like beat the shit out
you
of your
could
wife
do stuff
and
like that.
Do whatever
yeah.
the fuck you want
exactly.
and wouldn't go to jail. Anyway, so when she got there, she felt like something was wrong. She knew, and he admitted it to her. So he did not admit it willingly. She basically had to kind of, and he's like, she's like, I am going to, like, push your nose in your poop if you don't tell me what you have. He's like, fine, I fucked somebody else on my nails.
I pissed on the carpet, Mom. I feel so bad. My tail's between my legs.
Just throw the ball.
Just throw the ball.
Please throw the ball, baby Lisa.
And so.
Him as a golden retriever makes my life.
I know.
It just does.
Melissa said that she was in a lot of pain and that it consumed her.
Yeah, this made her.
She thought about breaking up with him, but the thing is, she said, I just look in his eyes and I just want to rub his ears and he wags that tail and I fall back in love again.
He is a human golden retriever. He really
is.
So, you guys.
With a big dick.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't, it's not long. It is thick, y'all.
It's
a beer can, and she probably likes it.
Maybe.
And you know what, y'all? Guys like that, they know how to fuck, because they have one job in this world.
It is. It's why, like, hillbillies will have, like, 8 kids, because they're not, they haven't had learning.
They're good at.
But there's one thing they've learned.
Y'all, cheese stick can give you that cheese dick.
True.
Anyway, so she decides he deserves cheese.
And too. I don't even really like cheese.
I want mozzarella sticks.
Oh.
I may have to go to Carl's Jr.
Oh, God.
Not Carl's Jr., Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box. Mm. I've heard.
Why are those tacos so good? Even though they are not good
tacos.
They're
nasty tacos.
Is it because it's late at night and
yep.
and I would eat a piece of lard if it was fried?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just checking. So, y'all, her mom, whose name is Martha,
yes.
Says...
I already like
She's
her.
A Colombian mother. She's like, no, I'm not going to the airport with you.
No.
He cheated on you. It's going to be cheated hard to get back in my graces.
She's like, Tim is not the man I thought he was, and I cannot see them having a life together. And, yes, he thinks he's sacrificing a lot. I don't care.
Yeah, that's the least of his problems.
The least he could do.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to be a tough one to convince
I
y'all.
Can't wait for her to meet Mama Retriever.
Oh, the one who looks like Ann Dowd.
Yeah.
Who gives me serious Ann Dowd vibes.
I'm loving Martha. She's going to be, woo.
That's and right. His mother is coming.
Yes. I think that's it that happened for them, right?
Pretty much. May Lisa does say that she thinks that her relationship is contaminated. She used that wording, you guys.
You know what? Come at us, y'all, because this is it. How do you come back from this
and
for
this is,
someone
this is
who
a,
has cheated?
This is a really good discussion to have.
It happens all the time for couples.
Now, when I've been cheated on, it happened to me one time, mm-hmm. and I said no.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly because I felt a little betrayed. If I'd been in a longer relationship, I would have an even a bigger problem.
See, I haven't been cheated on that I know of.
That you know of.
But if I've been in a long-term relationship, a part of me would feel way more betrayed, but then also another part of me would feel, but I've put in so much work into this relationship, and it's not black and white. We put in work into this, and do I want to throw that all the way? Now, in their situation, where someone is in another country and they cheated on me, and I would be like, bye.
But
it's already so much.
But do you not believe once a cheater, always a cheater? Once you cross a line, what happens?
I think no, because I think...
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I think because people cheat for deeper most of the time, unless you're dating like a sociopath or someone who's like a narcissist and has like mental issues or personality disorders. But a lot of people... cheat. They do bad things for...
Because they want to get caught?
No, they do it for good reasons. Meaning, you know, I say good reasons, meaning...
I'm my brow is just furrowed. Tell me.
But I can't do that because of my Botox, so I'll let you do it.
It's okay. My forehead still looks younger than yours. It's all right.
But when I say good readings, meaning people... We talked about
good
a little
reasons.
Bit... Good reasons. People cheat... Again, unless they have a personality disorder and they're just horrible.
We're going to get letters off of this.
But no, I hope it. People cheat, at least in my experience.
Matt Maher told me I could cheat.
Of friends and clients and things like that. They cheat because there's a communication breakdown. There's,
amen. I agree with you
there's
here.
There's no fault of both parties. It's the fault of the person that cheated, clearly. Yet, there's a responsibility both partners have in the relationship. So I guarantee you that there is not a fault of Melissa at all, but was she talks about being closed off. Was she maybe too closed off for him? Was he not feeling like he was getting,
well, you know what?
Like an intimacy from her?
Well, number one, they're apart. So
they're already apart.
But
that's not her responsibility. He is still
not
the asshole for cheating, and he should be the adult and speak to that reason.
I want
to not cheat.
I want to piggyback.
Does that
on
make
that.
Sense?
Yeah,
though, how can
I understand?
I don't want people to come for me.
I want to take that idea away from you that it is that is the person who was cheated on's responsibility that you kind of said both people were at fault. I just confused what I said.
I literally said one person is at fault. Both people have a responsibility in the relationship
happened. But do you think that the person who was cheated on has communication issues? That's what you
potentially
said.
Potentially, yes. Like, yeah. There could be an issue.
But I'm saying maybe there's not, and that person is some type of
maybe
sex addict.
Maybe there is not, and that's a personality. That's what I was specifying different. In most cases of where two people are loving, two people do want to commit to one another, and good people make bad mistakes in those circumstances, it usually is. If you were in a relationship and think that a problem is only manifested and broken by one party, you're already doomed to fail.
Yeah. I will say, in the majority of, cheating couples, you guys, if you're talking to your partner every night or every other night about things you could talk about communication-wise and things they're feeling, it's much harder for them, or not harder for, it's much less likely you're going to have a partner that's unfaithful. When infidelity happens, it's because you're exactly right. Because either one partner feels like they're not getting their needs met. Mm-hmm.
There's a breakdown.
There's a breakdown in communication. Or it could be that person is not getting their sexual needs met. And I'll be honest, especially straight men or even gay men, there is a need for them to have sex a lot times more.
Well, I think it's...
I'm not defending them by any
means. No, I think that just where you've talked about, like, men get one emotion of angry.
Yeah.
Men are allowed to show love through sex.
I agree.
And a lot of times sex isn't about sex at all for men. It's about intimacy. It's about connection. It's about closeness.
Right.
It's about feeling safe. But men don't even know how to verbalize
that. And feeling appreciated as well.
So, who knows? I hope that in him coming over there, first of all, if they're not going to couples therapy, they're already in trouble.
I don't know if they have.
Maybe, and I don't know what therapy is like. Although Mike, a good friend, is from Columbia. He's been to therapy.
Was seeing a therapist, as we know, more of a dog trainer.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, which by the way, we found out like she's like a reparative therapist.
She's awful. So I said it in the podcast, and you poo-pooed me.
I still think she was saying scripted, and you're right. I still think she was saying scripted things for producers, but y'all, she's fucking garbage.
She's
awful. Someone does reparative
therapy.
Someone
needs to cancel her. We're not a fan of reparative
therapy. Don't do reparative therapy.
Because you know what? I'm not broken. Actually, I am broken, but not the gay part of me.
And you know what? People that usually go through
that. I'm very broken.
Often kill themselves. So the blood is on their hands.
Okay, nice.
Sorry. Anyway, I'm coming for it.
Should we move on to Sumit and Jenny or Sumi or
Smith? I just want to say, whatever it is he's coming for, I hope they work on the issues and not just focus on you cheated, but why did you cheat? What was happening?
Yeah.
If they never get to that, then they're doomed.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Yes, let's talk about Sumit and Jenny.
Sumit!
We're going to go see Sumit's lawyer and I'm going to get those divorce papers.
This is not how we do things in America.
Well, so
I really hate hearing that. America.
America. So they go to the lawyer, Sumit's lawyer, who actually was like, Jenny is smart to ask all these questions. He basically said, correct me if I'm wrong, about 5 more months, right?
Well, he says a normal divorce can take 2 to 5 years, maybe more, but they're
Jenny
different.
Jenny laid an egg to that.
Yeah, 2 to 5 years. Egg plop. She was very upset about it. But he said, you guys are different because both sides have signed
agreed.
For it. Agreed. So, but the lawyer says we have to send it to your permanent address. So the parents have to say yes. And if the parents object, they can't get married.
But y'all, they also have to have grounds to object.
And y'all, then we find out, what are they going to do? They're gonna like, charge me with, taking Sumit's virginity?
Okay.
Put on the brakes. That was the worst brake sound I've ever heard.
That wasn't good either. Brakes are hard.
You say you're good at Foley and you're a liar.
I am good.
Anyway.
Better than you.
So,
were you surprised by this?
I was.
Did you think he was a virgin?
I honestly can say I'd never thought about it.
Do you think he was a virgin when Shetty had sex with him?
I know I've said that to a lot of men. So, every night I'm a virgin.
Yeah, it's true.
So, I like regenerate.
Piano Cat 77. It's the first time online ever.
This is my first time doing this with a guy.
Yeah. Cut to,
if you would know,
pulls
how-
out mask, pulls out butt vibrator, pulls out fuck machine, pulls out bucket of lube.
If you knew how easily that phrase rolled off my tongue, this is my first time doing this with a guy.
It's true.
Even though I don't speak, like Kenny. This is my first time doing this with a guy.
Yeah, that's my third time.
That's my gay accent.
Gonna get clean
when I, version. When I do a very gay man, everyone talks like that.
It's true.
I don't know why.
I mean, maybe. I guess culturally, I'm assuming they're told to wait until they're married.
Yeah.
But does that mean he didn't have sex with his first wife?
That's a good question.
That's where I was
they might have been arranged marriage and they never really got together.
Which is maybe why the divorce was either, since they've never, she still has.
True.
Probably, I'm True. Imagining, let me know, sissies, but I'm imagining that probably women who have sex out of wedlock in India are not treated well.
I do not know.
And so maybe that's one reason why she's, right. It's an easier divorce, it sounds
possibly.
Like.
Possibly. Anyway, you guys, at the end of the day, she is...
At the
is...
end of the day, you're another day older.
At the end of the day... That was the sex workers chorus.
It was.
We don't call them prostitutes anymore, sex
workers. Of course.
But that's what it's listed in as in the score.
Sex
prostitutes.
Prostitutes courts. Oh.
Or whores.
Whores.
It's listed as that in the Les Mis score.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 We've gone a while. Anyway, so you guys, she's putting on makeup because she's meeting the friends, his friends and their wives. And Jenny's like, I'd love to meet a girlfriend, but go, she can teach me all about makeup.
Yeah. Now, we did find out, by the way, the lawyer said they don't have the papers yet, but it's in process.
That's
it's
true.
In motion. So Jenny felt better.
And Sumit he has filed for divorce.
He has filed. So she felt better. So anyway.
So
yeah.
Anyway, Jenny would really like a girlfriend. First of
to
all,
go do stuff
know
with.
This. If Sumit's friends are his age, all those women are going to be in their 20s.
None
late
of them
20s.
Are going to want to be friends
no
with
Jenny. No one's going to want to hang out with an old chicken.
Nobody. Bless her heart.
And she thinks, she's like, we can learn about fashion tips?
I'm like, honey, they're not going to do that.
Nope.
This is what... This is... Well, anyway, I'm going to talk about it, but... Well, I don't get... Why don't they just move to the U.S.? I don't understand. And I'm not saying that U.S. is a better country.
He doesn't want to leave his family.
But his family, its culture is making it so
matter.
Hard
it
for him to be happy.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I guess
culturally,
when you're gay,
your parents,
you had to like recognize
we have to separate
that,
it.
That my family would leave me and I'd have to move on to
for
find
your,
my own
for
happiness.
For your, not and, Smith's gay.
And it does,
clarifying.
I
want to
shake him a little bit of, this is not... Because as we're talking about with the friends, they are basically saying they are never going to be accepted in this country.
Right. And he's like, you know, this is India. The friends say, this is India, and you can't make decisions about your own life.
Yeah, it's Rajiv
and Jenny is, I don't know, they're both hot.
They
though.
Are both.
I would beg
hot.
For it from both
oh,
of them.
Put me in that sandwich.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Today. Real gay.
So both of their wives did not show up because they don't want to be associated with this relationship, basically.
So
even
one,
though one said, my wife didn't want to come. One's like, my wife was sick.
Yeah, one pulled a Poodle and one pulled a Maddie. I would have called out sick and Poodle would have said,
I would have said, you know what? I'm not
coming.
Interested.
Not into it.
Because I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel.
Whether you want to hear it or not.
Exactly. So... You guys, the problem here is that also Jenny's so hot she's fanning herself the whole time.
Yeah.
The problem here is that Jenny's like, "Why don't you just stand up your parents? Because I don't understand." And that's one of the problems.
Yeah.
Jenny has no perspective.
It's kind of like Britney, who's like, I just need him to stand up to his parents. Yeah. Like, this is not standing up to parents. This is standing up to either a religion, yeah,
a way, you guys, the American idea of exceptionalism and independence is super, super problematic in other countries.
It's problematic, yes.
And it's hard to kind of fit in with that. It's like, I'm free to do anything I want. I can do whatever I want. My parents don't control me. Blah, blah, blah. No one controls me. I do what I want to. I'm an American. I have free will.
Yeah.
That kind of, and that's what this show captures so well, you guys.
Yeah.
Some societies, cultures, you do not. You have to go along with what the culture says. And you know what? Who knows what's right? Because there is no right. So the idea, even we've seen that with Kenny, you know, the star looks like a garage. You know, not everything is how it should be.
Yeah.
Last step off my soapbox.
American, just letting it finish.
American exceptionalism is a myth. Exceptionalism is a myth. That's it. We're going to get some letters, but it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
Anyway.
Oh, they are hot, though. So,
those friends are hot.
But I don't know. I just feel like, I get it. He wants to be for his parents, but it's like, that's for anyone, though, I think it makes me sad in that sometimes our parents are not our champions, but it realized how lucky we are in this country. If your parents are toxic, that you can let them go.
You go form your own life.
And in a lot of other countries, you don't get to do that.
Yep. We're very
especially,
lucky.
Especially, can you imagine if Submit was a woman?
Oh, fuck.
He wouldn't even be able to do this.
Yep.
So.
Yep. I mean, the thing about it, I said American exceptionalism is a myth, but think what we get to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It is pretty ridiculous.
You know, if we were in Russia right now, being gay is kind of outlawed. So
you'd still get
we'd be herded into some kind of camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Chechnya especially.
India's getting better. They're just like, it was like 8 months ago, they had like their first same-sex Bollywood kiss.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's slowly, but it's getting there.
It is. Homosexuality throughout the world is problematic.
Yeah.
I
think a lot of Americans think it's okay. Because it's okay here now. It's not.
60% of Americans, maybe 70.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's for everything, though. It's with, well, maybe not race. We're pretty
but
racist.
But especially in.
But a lot of women's rights stuff, women think it's fine here, but in other parts of the world,
In African countries, homosexuality is still criminalized in a lot of places. I believe it, even in South America. Some places, very Catholic countries. Y'all, I would tell you, you can like fuck a man anytime you want to in Brazil, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been to Brazil?
No. That's why I want to go. Y'all, those dicks are huge. If you've ever watched Brazil porn, holy fuck.
Top of the dick chain, as Sean Pelosi
and they'll
says.
Say, and everything ends with an event, be like, ow, ow, ow.
Wow, someone's a savant. I see. All right, let's move on.
Jihoon and Devin.
Jihoon. Mom.
So, you guys, Jihoon.
You know what? We're just going to jump into this. Jihoon goes to talk to his mom.
And Baki jumps on his lap. Baki I missed Baki.
I did. Y'all, we're going to do a 90 Days Theater. And instead of... because we don't want to seem racist. So instead of doing this in accents,
no.
Poodle's going to be playing the role of Jihoon mom as himself. And I'm going to be playing the role of Jihoon.
Okay.
As
fair
myself.
Enough. Fair enough.
Consider it an interpretation.
This is more of a, I love this fanciful interpretation.
It's like Brechtian or some shit like that. I don't
know. You're using that word wrong, but that's okay.
Sure.
Anyway, so.
And scene. I'm sitting on the couch. Mom,
what are you doing here at this hour?
Sit down. I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Let's talk.
What did you do? What did you fuck up?
I'm very sad, and I'm depressed. I'm desperate. Devin, I told her to come here, and I told her I have more money than I had. I don't have. I haven't sacrificed.
It's fine. All Korean men just like spend their money on whores and whiskey. It's fine. You're fine, girl.
She says I lied to her. I lied.
Why are you crying?
Well,
be a man. Be a man, you baby.
Because I lied, but I don't think it's my last true love, and I've lost it. I've been living my whole life wrong. I'm almost 30.
Stop crying
I have
right
no
now.
Money.
You're going to man up. You are going to do this. Don't stop now. Don't stop now. Baki goes, arf. Think what happened to the money you saved?
I gave it to you, but it's not enough.
You know what? You need to be better than your parents. You need to be, you go out there and you fight for your Twilight girl. You fight for that bitch.
Okay, I'll try, Mom.
What? Say it louder. Say it louder. Say
I'll
a bitch.
You're a bitch, Mom.
Say you're a bitch.
I'm a bitch.
There you go. Now get out there and fight for that American wife of yours. I don't care if she's fucking Twilight.
Mom, why are you petting a hairless cat?
That's just my pussy.
And scene. Okay, I didn't mean that to be a genital joke. I was talking about Inspector Gadget being an evil
henchman.
It's a
white cat.
Oh, it's a white
cat.
Yeah,
you brought that on yourself.
So we didn't mean that to be a vagina joke, but
too
it was
late.
Too late. And then she ends it with, and by the way, be better to your parents.
Be better than your parents.
Oh,
that's what she said.
I thought she said be better to your parents.
No.
I just thought it was a jab.
No, she wants him to be better than they are.
Y'all, she gave no fucks.
I must say, besides all the be a man references, this was a good...
It was a good talk.
A good shake-up for him.
To be a man was not
yeah,
bothered
great. Me. But I understand that's what they're dealing
with. He needed
with.
A... Ch-ch-ch.
Yeah.
That's, oh, I'm sorry. Y'all didn't see me do a slap in the face in
no,
the air.
It's radio.
Yeah, it's radio.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Whoa, on the radio.
Whoa,
on the radio. Radio.
On the radio. What? That's the original key.
You know... Let's just do our fucking Patreon.
Can
props.
You just check in with me whenever you do a key? And you're like, what's the key? And I'll go, and I'll just give you the note.
Let's move on to our sissy spotlight, everybody.
Ooh.
Hanging under your spotlight.
Do I need to get my keyboard? Do I need to get my...
Sissy spotlight.
Hey. Do I need to get my...
Yeah. We're going to listen to it.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
now.
Hey, queens. My name is Leslie DJ, and do I have a story for you? This has to be public because it has a moral at the end. So in 2008, I was in the Dominican Republic visiting my family, and there I met a man with six-pack abs, caramel-colored skin, and honey-colored eyes. So, you know, Jake is losing his mind right now. He will ultimately become my husband, and things were perfect at the start. And during our fifth year of marriage, he got his K-3 travel visa and finally immigrated to the United States. Little did I know that he had fathered a child, and I didn't find out until he arrived. The child was 4 years old, and we had been married for 5 years, so you do the math. Needless to say, we got divorced. The moral of the story is, don't marry a man you meet on vacation. Simply fuck him and leave him.
Oh my God. That was some tea from Leslie DJ, y'all.
Leslie.
Y'all, Ariella, listen up. Do not marry the guys you fuck on vacation.
Do not. It was so nice not to see her this episode.
Same thing with Jihoon and Devin.
That was, you know, it really
Let
is a good thing.
Let this be a lesson to you.
It is a good thing you can't get pregnant or you would have... the shit you would have put your life into.
I would have had so many children
so
by
many
now.
Children.
Because I would have, like, missed appointments to, like... Because,
y'all, he is terrible at taking his crazy pill. We would have to put birth control in your arm.
I would need to be Norplanted.
Yeah, you would have to get a Norplant. Yep. Y'all, that
I need
was...
to get an IUD.
Leslie, I am so... We are both so sorry you had to
that
go through
sucks,
that.
That sucks, Leslie. I did like caramel skin...
Honey colored eyes.
Yeah.
He immediately started
to excuse myself into an interior room.
Y'all, that's what Sissy spotlights are for, y'all.
Y'all, you need to rant, and you can give a moral for people.
You can talk about your 90-day experience. We love that. You can talk about whatever you want. It's your sissy spotlight.
With brown cocoa skin and gravy black hair.
What song is that?
I just can't. Finally, It's Happened by CeCe Peniston.
Finally, it's happened.
That's not the key.
Right front of my birth.
That's not the key.
I just get a burden.
We're talking about Leslie, not you.
Finally, yeah, come along.
Anyway, right, y'all, that Leslie, is our spot. Thank you, Leslie DJ. Thank you, Leslie DJ.
Maybe that's what Sissy Spotlight will become, where people tell like their secrets.
Well, we thought about making it on a theme. And
oh, and we forgot about that.
We forgot about y'all, there's a lot to do in a week.
There's a lot to do
y'all,
in a
as
week.
Two gay men who get easily distracted, we're lucky we can even show up at the same time.
Boy.
To be honest.
That's a truth.
We're trying our best.
That is a damn truth.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to our...
The problem is gay porn is so... is always tending to be on my computer, so I get waylaid.
Yeah.
Is this our sissy shout-outs?
This is our sissy shout-outs, yes. We are in the letters... M. My name is M with the munchy mouth.
Are we sure?
We're on M and N.
I thought we just did M and N.
No, we maybe did it on the Gaytreon. But
are we sure?
Yeah, it's fine. We wrote it down. Mary keeps us honest.
What was the last one we did?
We did.
What was the one last week?
Kyla Williams and Lisa Reed. Well, that's who we did last week. Because Kyla Williams.
I don't remember that. Yeah, that's right.
God bless.
I remember it now.
This is what I have to deal with, y'all.
Don't even.
Okay, so what letters are we on again? I just said it.
We're
L
on
and M.
M and M. M and N.
M and N. Do you want to do M or N?
So you cannot do Angela McDonald or Matt J. House.
Okay. Why don't you do M? You pick
okay.
an M.
Ooh.
Y'all, while Poodle is looking,
ooh,
be sure
I know
to remember,
what I'm gonna do.
You can go to 90daygays.com and you can see all of our other shows.
Okay, I know. I'm going to do M.
Okay.
This is, y'all, my Patreon, no, sissy shout out, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
My sissy shout out goes out to Marilyn Maves. Marilyn Maves.
Last name rhymes with Maves. Okay.
That's what I said. Why was that so difficult?
You
Marilyn Maves. Y'all, Marilyn likes nothing more. She considers herself a bath aficionado. She loves bath. She loves bath bombs.
Oh.
She
loves
a good bath bomb. She loves to see him explode. In fact, she has a whole YouTube channel where it's just her throwing bath bombs in a tube and people watch and jerk off to it. So she's had a whole thing where she gets in and then she has someone else throw the bath bomb, but you can't see her no-no parts.
Oh, okay.
But it's just about her. The erotic experience is the bath bomb kind of fizzing beside her. She has like a whole OnlyFans.
Oh.
And it just like racks up money for her.
Wow.
Who knew? One thing about Marilyn, you guys, Marilyn Maves, she's very sex positive.
Oh,
so
really?
So she's all about getting hers and she's all about people getting theirs.
Oh, good.
I'm all about that.
Me too.
So, strangely... She decided she, one of her, I'm doing a GoPro thing.
You are.
One of her favorite things is to, she wants to be a human bath bomb. So she is going to the cliffs, like those South American cliffs that you, and she's surrounding herself with all kinds of fizzy lifting drinks.
Okay.
And this is, strangely enough, this is a little sad.
Okay.
Because I'm actually reading from Marilyn Maves' obituary.
Oh.
And she wrapped herself up in a couple of towels and some baking soda and some floor and some thing. And she plummeted and some pop rocks and some poppers too. And she plummeted in South America somewhere and they haven't found her body yet. So
okay.
Rest in peace, Marilyn Maves.
Wow.
Hope you find yourself on the other side of the bath bomb.
Wow.
She's doing bath bombs in heaven now.
Wow.
That's our first one who's dead.
I would be shocked, but...
Y'all, I never said they were all good.
Y'all, our next sissy shout-out goes to... Starts at the end. It goes to... Sounds like to Fatally.
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 No, you know what changed this? No one wants their name to be Fatally.
That's just your trigger.
It's everyone's trigger.
To Madely.
Fine.
Madely to Madely Calk.
Yep.
Madely Calk, y'all, she's a sissy who, she loves a wine tasting.
Ooh.
She loves those wines.
She doesn't like to spit it out either.
No, she drinks it all.
She swallows.
Drinks it all. Mm, she likes those.
Girl, we're the same. You swallow that down.
She loves to go to those class. Just you interrupting my story.
I'm sorry. I won't waylay you.
She loves those classes where you go do paintings.
Uh-huh.
But you drink wine while you do the paintings.
Oh, those are so bougie.
But a lot of them in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Madely loves those. But the problem is that she recently moved to the South.
Okay. South, not South.
That's what I said. The South.
T-H.
That's what I said. She moved to the South.
Point your tongue closer.
She moved to the South.
Better.
Let me tell my fucking story, you whore.
I'll stop.
She moved to the South, and everybody says her name is Madely Calk.
Okay.
Because in the South, A-U-L.
We don't cock. You pronounce it cock.
So now.
I got to go cock my bathroom.
Uh-huh. But here's the deal. Madely likes it all.
Okay.
So she's trying to advertise.
Okay.
But all these women think that she likes cock when she likes some vajayjay too.
Oh, she likes box chewing.
Because she listens to you on this show, Poodle, and she's like, I'm going to be like Jake. I'm going to get yours.
Get yours.
She believes, she even has t-shirts that say, get yours
get
on
yours.
It. And it has an emoji of an eggplant and then an emoji of lips.
Okay.
Is that the vagina emoji? I don't know.
I think that's something else.
Okay. Well, so anyway, Madely.
The vagina emoji should be like a flower.
So, yeah, a flower, a lotus bloom. So Madely decides she's going to teach these people in the South that she's just not a cock lover. She's an everything lover.
She loves it all.
So she started her own winery.
Okay.
Where you can go and do a painting, but on your painting, you've got to paint a vagina. She got the idea from Too Hot to Handle when they painted their vaginas.
This feels recycled, but I'm okay with it.
No, it really, it really happened. And so now, Madely is living in the South, making her own wine. Her winery is called, well, what would you imagine her winery would be called? What would you say?
Because you're out of ideas.
No, what would you imagine?
It's called Sappho Sanctuary.
Close. It's called Sappho Sanctuary. You're right. It's called Sappho. So, y'all, if you're down in the Mobile area, be sure to look up Sappho Sanctuaries and tell Madely that the 90 Day Gay sent you.
Yep.
And that's our
Hopefully
sissy
you
shout
don't
out.
Have COVID because they don't got no more beds.
That's true. wow. That's, you know, because Southern stories in sad. Y'all, and that's the show.
Oh, that was a dose of reality.
Y'all, that was the show. Everybody.
That's the show.
So as we said before, go to 90daygays.com. You can go to our cameos at Jake It or Fake It.
Come at us.
The Matt Maher, 2 T's, 2 R's. Anything else?
I love it when people come at us on Cameo and they're like, this person doesn't know you, but we're just trying to give them a good read. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? This person's just going to get a random email. They're like, who's this faggot?
And you know what? You showed up. You did a good job.
And I did. And I was like, I don't know who you are, but
what's happening?
But this bitch is who ordered this for me. I'm just going to do what I can.
Do what you can.
Yeah.
So also, too, we want to remind everybody that what makes Poodle the happiest?
A review.
He loves it when you leave a review, y'all. Nothing makes him happier.
I just have to say, I went away last weekend, and my Airbnb host left me the best, like, user review.
Oh, God.
And it made me feel so good.
Did you leave them a review?
Yes. You have to do that to see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, good. Yeah. Well, good. I'm proud of you.
I was the perfect guest.
Great. Great.
I bet you haven't been the perfect guest.
Oh, God. And on that note, y'all, we'll see you next time. Remember, we call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes, we are. And if you're walking around a Mexican town and all you can do is just have problems with that peso conversion and not know that 18 pesos equals a dollar. That's some shit, y'all.
That was stupid. I think he's dumb.
I think he's a Karen.
I think he's a Karen.
I think he's a regular WeHo gay.
I think he is too.
We've given him so much credit.
And we loved him.
And I watched that and I was like, no.
What if we hate him? What if you try to break them up and you try to steal Armando?
I would.
That could happen. You know what, y'all? If you think Poodle needs to be with Armando.
I'd love a good Armando.
Call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.